Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It's your morning drive for the soul, filling you up with the Holy Scriptures and who Jesus is, what He's done, so you might go about your vocation in this age of darkness, looking for the age of light that will dawn soon enough. This morning, Worldview Watch, as Fridays always are, focusing on those issues connected to the history of our planet, creation, the fall, evolution, as so far as we understand it, and my guest, Pastor Warren Wirth of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri, to talk about a recent study where they found, or a recent finding, really, where they found some human fossils, and it's really not about the fossils so much as the dating of those. You know, this morning, Pastor Wirth, I was listening to a podcast on the way in, because they're, you know, KFUO is obviously not on as I'm driving in, since I start the radio every day, and I listened to a podcast, and they were talking about the humanity and the way we used to have monetary transactions back hundreds of thousands of years ago. And I thought, you know, all the stuff they're looking at is right, but why on earth do they think it was hundreds of thousands of years ago? And I'm hoping today this article and your information is going to help me with that.
I think it may. It shed some light on that. Dr. Menton is going to respond to that, and we'll read his response from Answers in Genesis in just a moment. First of all, we're starting with a monthly announcement of the monthly event of the Missouri Association for Creation. They'll be meeting Monday, June 12th at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road in the St. Louis area. The early bird video is at 6 p.m., and it will feature Dr. David Menton. The topic is the evolution of Darwin. We'll join Dr. Menton as he explores the science behind Charles Darwin's ideas. Menton examines such topics as the struggle for existence, natural selection, mutations, the geologic record, and homology. Throughout his presentation, Menton evaluates the claims of evolution in the light of evidence discovered since Darwin's time. This captivating DVD is punctuated with interview segments that reveal Dr. Menton's thorough understanding of the science and beliefs of Charles Darwin. Again, that's at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 12, at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road, the monthly meeting of the Missouri Association for Creation. That video then is followed at 7 o'clock with a presentation by Ivan Bergener, A Tale of the Great Pyramid of Giza, covering 50 years. Mr. Bergener is a retired engineer interested in the creation-evolution subject matter and speaks and writes about that subject. So again, the monthly event of the Missouri Association for Creation, Monday, June 12, at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road, starting at 6 p.m. with a video and 7 p.m. with a live presentation. For those who are not in the St. Louis area, you can get the video, The Evolution of Darwin, which features Dr. David Menton, at answersingenesis.com. ORG, look for the store, and you can shop there. And speaking of Answers in Genesis and Dr. Menton, that's what we want to go to now. If you were online in the last few days, you probably saw the big headline about recent discovery of oldest human fossils ever. We have to completely rewrite human evolutionary story because now they believe that humans were around 100,000 years longer than they ever thought before. Well, here's what Dr. David Menton has to say. If you go to answersingenesis.org, his article there is entitled On the Evolutionary Road to Morocco? Two studies published in the journal Nature report what are claimed to be the earliest known fossils of Homo sapiens. Previously, the oldest Homo sapiens fossils were found in Ethiopia and claimed to be 195,000 years old. But now fossils of Homo sapiens found in a cave in Morocco are said to be 315,000 years old, pushing back the origin of our species over 100,000 years older than previously thought. The fossils are clearly human, not ape men, but are they really 315,000 years old? About the only thing new in this study is the claim that humans have been around over 100,000 years longer than was thought. The fossils themselves are old discoveries that haven't created much excitement until now. For this study, fossil bones of Homo sapiens found in Jebel Erode, Morocco, between 2007 and 2011 were combined with other fossil bones and stone tools that were found over a period of time going back to 1960. For many years, the fossils found at this Moroccan site were claimed to be about 40,000 years old. Then other dating methods were employed that gave a wide range of older dates. Electron spin resonance dating gave an age of 90,000 to 190,000 years. Coupled U-series dating gave an age of 160,000 years. And marine isotope stage dating gave an age of 337,000 to 374,000 years. But now we are told we finally have the real age thanks to thermoluminescence dating. The fossils are 315,000 years old, plus or minus 34,000 years. As the old Chinese proverb says, a man with two clocks never knows what time it is. It should be noted that the stated error margin of this claimed TL age is more than plus or minus 10%. Expressed another way, the range of dates within which the possible age of bones may or may not be is between 281,000 to 349,000 years, is more than 21% of the claimed age. This is hardly a precise dating method, even by conventional standards. It has been declared the new age of these bones because it gives the bones greater antiquity, thus pushing Homo sapiens further back in their claimed evolutionary history, and those reporting this claim the notoriety they seek. Thermoluminescence dating is typically used to date ancient pottery and figurines. For example, it is often used to discern fake artifacts from authentic ancient artifacts. Even for these objects, which are usually only a few thousand years old, the dating error can be considerable due to a number of factors, including exposure to sun and water. Most minerals have the ability to show TL when energy from radioactive decay in the vicinity of the minerals causes electrons to be trapped in their crystalline structures and later released as light. When pottery is fired, the high heat causes it to lose its existing TL, and on cooling, the TL begins to increase again, thus acting as a clock. The TL dating method was used to date flint spearheads and tools from the Jebel Irhoud cave site because the technique can work on minerals that have been heated to at least 500 degrees centigrade. Of the flint tools and spearheads appear to be exposed to fire, presumably making them suitable for TL dating. But note, it was not the Homo sapiens bones that were dated, but rather the spear points and tools assumed to belong to them. Given the history of dating the Moroccan Homo sapiens fossils, all the dates should be taken with a bushel basket of salt. And given the evolutionists' constant revising of the history of humankind, Answers in Genesis points out that this find, to use the words of the New York Times today, rewrites the story of mankind's origins. The rubbery history of evolutionary research into human origins, which have been a frequent rewriting of what was previously had been established as the so-called truth, has once again been exposed. The authors conclude that the human body has been essentially the same for 300,000 years, and that the real evolution during this time was in the brain. But this claim is backed up by little more than showing that the early humans had longer and slightly lower skull, brain case, than most people do today. The Bible tells us that from the beginning of creation, God made us male and female, and that Eve was the mother of all the living. All humans are the descendants of a created, fully human pair. It is not surprising, then, that fossil humans of any imagined age look fully human. In any case, a supposed TL age of 315,000 years, plus or minus 34,000 years, makes these bones of those Homo sapiens fully human people who lived during the Ice Age, which biblically occurred after and as a result of the global flood cataclysm. Thus, the real age of these bones is only about 4,000 years, and the bones are those of descendants of Noah. That is the end of the article at answersingenesis.org by Dr. David Menten, posted on June 8th of 2017. The title, once again, On the Evolutionary Road to Morocco. We have just a few minutes left. Maybe you and I can discuss our thoughts on this. you know, I think it's always interesting how we're told that the evolutionists know for sure all these things, and that every new discovery or supposed new discovery makes them completely rewrite everything that we thought we knew before. The only thing that they will say we can never know is that the Bible story is true. They would say, no, the Bible can't be true, but we have the truth, even if our truth changes every time you turn around.
You can apply that to every form of thought, really, and science as a general idea. You watch the history of what we think works and what doesn't work, and certainly there are some things that we can establish pretty well. But even like physics, right? So quantum physics comes along in the early 1900s, and it turns what they were saying at the time was finished science on its head, and now they still can't even figure out what's going on there. So science itself, our own knowledge, it is incomplete, and the scriptures themselves are things that are not incomplete, which is why, you know, what are you tethered to? Are you tethered to the sand, or are you tethered to the rock? One of the other things that really jumps out to me here is this, and this has been consistent ever since they were doing the carbon dating, and that was kind of the main thing that being used to teach us in high school class for me, you know, 20, 25, 30 years ago. Is that how long it is? Jeez. Which is that there's an inconsistency in the dating method itself, and this inconsistency is built upon the decay levels of the dating, or the decay levels of the things that we're looking at, which comes with a massive assumption in my mind. It does not take into account, we as creationists are not only talking about creation in 6 days, we're talking about a fall, a time when things changed, when thorns began to grow on plants, when animals began to eat each other, which they were not originally designed to do. And so then you start trying to track these decay rates of various molecules as if they've been decaying at the same rate forever, when if there's a fall, they can't have been. There was a time when that was exacerbated extremely. And so trying to read past the fall just seems like total folly. And then you throw into the mix with that the mathematical inaccuracy. I mean, you would never trust a poll that had a 21% margin of error on it. It's ludicrous.
Exactly. And so, you know, if people are interested in the subject of dating methods, Answers in Genesis website, answersingenesis.org, has lots and lots of information, and at all levels of one's scientific understanding. So they have, if you typed in their carbon-14 dating, for example, or radiometric dating into the search field, there are lots of articles, and some of them are written so that, you know, junior high kids can grasp this, and high school kids can grasp this, and people that are not really highly educated in scientific fields can grasp the basic concept of how these methods are supposed to work and what their strengths are, as well as what their weaknesses are. And you named a lot of that, the assumption. There are many, many assumptions that go into using the so-called naturalistic methods of dating things. Because, let's face it, if you weren't there and you're trying to figure out when something happened, you're going into the past that you were not there to observe, and you have to make lots of assumptions of things that you observe now in the present and then extrapolate into the past. And there's many, many assumptions that go into that, all of them untestable, unprovable, which means your dating methods are definitely going to be suspect. But bringing this whole thing full circle back to the story about the oldest known fossils, everybody agrees these are truly human fossils. And so what Dr. Menton is pointing out is whatever age you say, that shows that humans have been around longer than evolutionists wanted to admit. And therefore, it's really should be an embarrassment to them, particularly because, you know, there's other evidence that they don't want to admit, even again, using their dating methods. There are human footprints, fully human footprints, that have been found in Africa. They're called the Laetoli footprints in Tanzania. And they, according to their dating methods, they date them at 3.7 million years old. That would put this way older than these fossils we talked about. But you know what? They won't admit they were made by humans, because that would mean that humans were there before their supposed missing link, ape-like, half-man, half-ape things that they try to trot out there as missing links. And so instead of admitting that these were made by humans and humans would be there before these apes that they're using as missing links, they say, no, there must have been some ape-like ancestor that made them. And so once again, they want to believe their story in spite of the evidence, both in the Bible and in the fossil record, that absolutely goes against evolution and absolutely supports what the Bible teaches about our special creation. And why do we talk about this every week? Not because you have to prove the Bible right. We know the Bible is right. It's God's word from the beginning. God was there. It's his eyewitness account. But what we're saying is we're demolishing the arguments that people use against the Bible. And basically, we see again and again that the best scientific evidence and the fossil record supports what the Bible has been teaching us all along about how God is our creator and our redeemer in Jesus Christ.
My guest, Pastor Warren Worth. He's pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Thanks for being with us today, Dr. Worth. Pastor Worth.
My pleasure.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Then I cut him off. I'll tell you what, universe, it's Friday. So I will not wake up with you at the dawn tomorrow unless our Lord Jesus Christ comes back and brings that dawn. But I am, nonetheless, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. You're listening to His Time. It's been your morning drive for the soul. I know you got filled up with the good news. We'll catch you on Monday or at the dawn if it comes sooner.